Avodah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zohar Bavli, Daf Mem Zayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Beis, Amud Aleph. Three lines from the bottom of the page with the words Is Masnifa Amra. Is Masnifa Amra, Avodah Zohar Kanida, Mishamsheh Kanida. Is Masnifa Amra, Avodah Zohar Kanida, Mishamsheh Kasheret. There's a brisa that teaches that according to Rabbi Akiva, both an idol itself and its service items cause impurity like a Nida, even just by carrying them. And another brisa teaches, according to Rabbi Akiva, only an idol itself causes impurity like a nidah, but its service items cause impurity only like a sheretz, means only by actually touching them. Mandam avodah zarah kanidah umshamsher kanidah nicha. And mandam avodah zarah kanidah umshamsher kasheretz kol atzmoi einu korei nidah ela b'mishamsher. The question is, the first opinion is fine because the pasuk can teach about both the idol and its service items, but according to the second opinion, surely the pasuk was used to compare idolatry to the tumah of nidah. As it said in Yeshayah in Perek Lamed Pasuk Chaf Beis, go out, say to it. And it was actually referring to the service items rather than the idol itself. So how could you say the opposite, that only the idol itself is, but the service items are not like a nidah? Teparte b'chakukim al gufa, the answer is the service items here are actually referring to things attached to the idol, like a vest or a coating. And you should say, Rabbi Yaakov, the kvar chanan omar, teparte b'mishtachave le'efoid atzmoi ke'inyan sh'omar b'yas gidoin efoid. A second answer we give Yaakov, Kfar Hanan says, when he bowed down to the vest itself, that's the case, as it says in Shoftim, in Perek Ches, in Pasuk Chav Zayin, and Gidon made a vest, and all of Yisrael strayed after it. Thus Nisan commanded Amma Avodizor Kenidah, Mishamsher Kenidah, Betaninan, Avanav, Ve'itza, Vafoi, Metamin, Kasheret. The question is, the Mishnah follows the view that an idol and its service items are like a nidah, because the Mishnah teaches that its stones, its wood, and its earth cause impurity like a nidah. And it's a question against the opinion that we have that said that Rabbi Akiva holds that service items of idols are only tamei like a sheretz. And the Gemara answers, Tipata b'mishtachave levayis atzmoi, da'amu b'abba Rav Huna b'shem Rav ha'mishtachave levayis asoi. The answer is that the Mishnah is referring to when he actually bowed down to the house itself, so the materials are part of the idol itself and are tamei like a nidah. As Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, that if one bowed down to a house, it's prohibited. And Rebel, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that if one consecrated a house to the Beis HaMikdash, if he transgressed and benefited from it, there's no requirement to bring a Me'ilah offering because it's something which is attached to the ground. And the Gemara skips a few words here. It should say, Havin ba rabbanan pligi mandama asoi ma'ilim by mandama e ma'ilim by loi asoi. That's what it should say. The rabbis explained that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan disagreed. According to Rav, who said that if one bowed down to a house, it becomes prohibited because the detached item that was attached to the ground is still considered detached and can become prohibited. This will also apply to one who consecrated, who is makdish a house, that is considered to be detached, and one who benefited from it will be liable to bring a meal offering. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said that there's no meal offering required because it's attached to the ground, this will also apply to one who bowed down to a house and the house does not become prohibited. And we add the words here in the Gersa of Hataninan Gimel Batim Hain. The question that Rabbi Yochanan asks against Rabbi Yochanan is that, but the Mishnah teaches that there are three cases of a house, and a house that was originally built for idolatry is prohibited. And it shows, therefore, that if it was detached, then it was attached, it's considered to be detached. And the Gemara answers, Tipate, Shishtachav Levayis, Vachachach Banoi. The answer is that there he bowed down to stones that were later built into a house. Heisiv of Chagai, Koim of Yosef. Chagai asked a question to Yosef against Rav. We have a Mishnah here in the Maseches Parah that seems to be against Rav. That the Mishnah says in Parah, if there's a receptacle cut out of a stone, if water flowed from the spring into that receptacle, one may not use it to collect the waters of the paradumah, because it must be put into a kli, not into one made in the ground, nor may one mix the ashes in it, nor may one sprinkle from it, nor would it need a tight-fitting lid to protect it from tumah of a corpse in a room, nor would water from it that flowed into a mikveh invalidate the mikveh. However, if the stone was first made into a vessel and then later he attached it to the ground, then all of these laws are going to be reversed. We can deduce from here that if he attached the stone to the ground and then cut out from it a receptacle, since it was not a vessel before it was attached, it should be considered attached and not treated like a vessel. And the Gemara now, this extra sentence added here, but here's where the Gemara concludes the question. Here also, even though the stones of the house had been detached, since he intends to worship only the whole house, which is only titled when it's considered a house when it's actually attached to the ground, why isn't it called worshipping that which is attached, which cannot become prohibited? And how can Rav answer this? Patala situton chelavonim hi gemar melachtam. The answer is, in that case of the stone, since its cutting took place when it was attached and it was completed there, it's considered as something attached to the ground. Here the shaping of the stones for constructing the house is considered their completion, which was done before they were attached. There's going to be many changes in the Gifa based on the Gemara in Yerushalmi, which is the parallel sugya, and that's what we're going to find when we read now. V'leith hadar pliga al Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan oma avodazor shenishbura asura. Leikein savrina meima im b'she'enoi osu lachzirim lekalyan devakol muta. The Mishnah said that it's wood, stones, and dirt are tami. Rabbi Yochanan said earlier that a broken idol is still prohibited, and Reish Lakish said a broken idol is permitted. But both agreed, though, that if the idol will not be rebuilt, then it's permitted. And here, it certainly will not be rebuilt, but it's still prohibited. And this is a question against both opinions. V'ataninan sholosh avonim hein. And another question, the Mishnah that we're going to have soon teaches that if he stood an idol on a platform and then removed it, the platform is permitted, since he will not be returning the idol to it. This is another question against Rabbi Yochanan, who said that a broken idol is still prohibited. And the Gemara answers, Tipate, Shunishtachave, Lekol Evan Ve'Evan, Lechachach Binyan. The answer is that the case is when he first bowed down to each and every stone, and he later built it so that each stone is viewed like a separate idol. And again, we change the gift. V'afilu al Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish leitha da pliga, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish omar v'dezoa, Shunishbura muteres. Lo yikein savinan meima im be'osid lachzirun lekelion divakol osir. V'amavyudan avoid Rabbi Matanya im hayu menachem v'koimim loy kemishu osid lachzirun lekelion hein ve'ilu v'makoimon hein. And a second answer for the question against Reish Lakish is that Rabbi Yudan, the father of Matanya, said that if the stones remained in their place, it is as if he is planning on rebuilding them, so they remain prohibited. Rabbi Abba, b'shem Rav, ha-mishtach ve'labayis, osoy le'ilan le'osoy. Rabbi Abba said in the name of Rav earlier that if one bowed down to a house, it's prohibited. If one bowed down to a tree, it's not prohibited. V'hataninan shalosh asheiros hein. The question is, the Mishnah, about the case of the three asheiros that we're going to have later, taught that if a tree was originally planted for idolatry, it's prohibited. It's assumed that it's prohibited even if he didn't actually bow down to it. If so, it shows that even for a tree, it was detached and later attached, it's still considered detached. Tipate b'mishtachve lezmura v'chachach nota. The answer there is that he bowed down to a branch and he later planted it. Levi oma mishtachve lebayis osoi lemara le'osa. Levi says if one bowed down to a house, it's prohibited, but if he bowed down to a cave, it's permitted. Ma bein bayis lemara, what's the difference between a house and a cave? And Rabbi Chanina b'Rabbi Hillel, bayis hayalo shas t'lisha, mara le'hoysala shas t'lisha. Rabbi Chanina b'Rabbi Hillel answered, the house used to be detached, the cave was never detached. Rabbi Yochanan pata masnifa beger v'nochri sheyoshu esavihem nochri. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Mishnah that we had earlier taught that if a person shared a wall with an idolatrous temple, if it fell, it's judged as half and half. And Yochanan said that it explained that a convert and an idolater inherited the estate of their father, and the convert took the house without idols, and the idolater took the house with idols. Why didn't the Rabbi Yochanan explain simply that the Jew had a house they built next to a temple, thereby sharing its wall? And the Gemara answers, Tani, Bayis v'nismachaloi avodazor v'chakach holchala muta avagema nochri sheyushu esavihem nochri asur. The answer is that a Baisa teaches that if a person built a house and a temple was then built, sharing one of its walls with the house, and then the wall fell down, the wall is still permitted. And therefore Rabbi Yochanan had to explain that it's a case where a convert and an idolater inherited their father, who obviously wasn't Jewish. Therefore when the wall falls down, it's prohibited because the idolater's temple came first. Tani, we learnt in a Baisa, Bayis v'nismach aloi avodazor v'chakach holchala muta, as we just said, aval im barhu v'nismach l'avodazor kol habayis l'shem avodazor. If a Jew owned a house and idolaters built a temple next to it and then later removed the idol, if the wall then falls down, it's permitted. But if a Jew built his house next to a temple, if the wall falls down, it's prohibited, and in fact it's tami. Amar Rabbi Yossi masnifa amar kein haya shaloi v'shal avodazor yodun mechse l'mechse. Rabbi Yossi says, this is supported by our Mishnah when it said that if the wall belonged to him and to the idolatrous temple, it is judged as half and half. But if the Jew built his house next to the temple, since the temple came first, the wall is prohibited. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Shloshe batim hein, baya shebanoi mitrila lavodazor, harei ze osa. The Mishnah says there are three cases of houses. A house that was originally built for idolatry is prohibited. If he plastered and decorated it for idolatry and renovated it, he can remove it all and it's permitted. If he put an idol inside it and then removed it, it's also permitted. So that's the three cases of the houses. And the Gemara says, Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, Travayin, Amrin, Vachnasasam, La'aretz, he Masnisa. The Gemara says, both Rav and Rabbi Yochanan said that when the Mishnah taught that a house originally built for idolatry is prohibited, even if it had not been used, it's referring to when Bnei Yisrael entered the land and they were commanded to destroy all idolatry there. Adaita de Rav, Dama Mishtach Velabais Osoi, began Kainu, Patala, Bekinisasam La'aretz, Adaita de Rabbi Yochanan, Dama Hamankish Abais, a Moilin boy. According to Rav, who said that one who bows down to a house prohibits it, as a detached item that was attached is still considered detached, that's why he said it refers to entering the land. And according to Biochan, who said that if one consecrated a house, if he transgressed and benefits from it, then there's no requirement for an meal offering, because a detached item that was attached is considered attached. So why must the Mishnah be referring to entering the land? We can suggest that it was when he bowed down to stones and they were then built into a house, where even if he didn't build the house for idolatry, it's prohibited. The Gemara rejects that, and it says, since the Mishnah didn't mention annulling, it was understood to be referring to entering the land when annulling didn't work. But if an idolater bowed down to a house and then built it for idolatry, annulling does work. What can he do now to permit it? He can disassemble the doorframe. Rabbi Lazar said he didn't build the house as an idol, rather he built it as a shrine to house an idol, and he actually brought it in. The question is, though, according to Rabbi Lazar, there are only two different cases of houses, but according to the Mishnah, there's actually a third case. And the Gemara answers, Kam Lashar, the Kam Lashoyth. There are, in fact, three different cases. Case number one, if he just happened to bring an idol into a house, once the idol is removed, the house is permitted. Case number two, if he plastered the house for the service of the idol, he must remove the plaster and the house is permitted. And case number three, but if he built the house to serve an idol, it will only become permitted when he actually disassembles the doorframe. And the next Mishnah says, Shloisha avonim heim, even chachatzva metchila lebimus harei zu asura. There are three cases of stones. Number one, if a stone was cut originally to be used as a platform for an idol, it's prohibited. Case number two, side v'kaira l'shem if he painted and decorated it for idolatry, he may remove that which he added and is permitted. And case number three, if he set up an idol on it and later removed it, then the platform is permitted. Gemara says, Rabbi Abba b'shem Rav Mizu, it should say Hamatich Kois l'avodazor, Nesa Miad. Gemara says, Rabbi Abba, quoting Rav, said that from this, that if a stone was cut originally as a platform, it's prohibited, even before an idol was set up there. We learn that if one made a cup for the use of an idol, it's immediately prohibited. Rabbi Yirmiya b'shem Rabbi Lazar, Mizu hametich kois l'avodazor, Nesa Miyad. Rabbi Yirmiya, quoting Rabbi Lazar, said, from this we learn that one who made a cup for idolatry, it's prohibited immediately. Rabbi Hila b'shem Rabbi Lazar, v'hu shehem edalei avodazor. Rabbi Hila, quoting Rabbi Lazar, said that the stone is only prohibited when an idol was actually set up over there. The Gemara asks, those two statements in the name of Belazar seem to be contradictory. Rabbi Yirmiya quoted him as saying that items that served idols are prohibited immediately, but Rabbi Hila quoted him as saying that they are only prohibited when they are actually used. And this text was fixed up by the Meshech Chochma. And the Gemara answers, Patala Kadein Tanaya Tanina Taman Avodazor Shonochim Asur Miyad Vesha Yisrael Mishatavet. The answer is, it depends on the following disagreement in a brisa. Rabbi Kiva says, idols of an idolater are prohibited as soon as they are built. Idols of a Jew are prohibited only after they are actually worshipped. Rabbi Shmuel says exactly the opposite. With this, we can explain that Rabbi Yirmiya follows Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Hila follows Rabbi Akiva. Klum Peligin La Bavodazor Tilma B'Meshamshav. The Gemara rejects this answer by saying that just because they disagree about idols, it doesn't mean they also disagree about the service items of the idols. Rabbi Shimon, b'shem Rabbi Lazar, af b'meshamshei avodazor machlokes, and Rabbi Shimon quoting Rabbi Lazar actually reinstates the answer and says no, they also disagree about the service items. Rabbi Hila b'shem Rabbi Lazar, v'hu shehem edaleh avodazor. It was taught earlier that Rabbi Hila quoted Rabbi Lazar saying that the stone is only prohibited when an idol was actually set up there. The question is, though, according to Rabbi Lazar, why did the Mishnah teach that there are three cases of stones when there are really only two, because the cases 2 and 3 are exactly the same according to Rabbi Hila? The answer, the Gemara gives Kanashah is the same answer as before. In the third case, he puts the idol on the platform temporarily, so after it's removed, the platform becomes permitted, and in the first case, it's discussing when he put it there for an extended period of time.